Merritt Street, we're building a new morning show where our guiding principle is to always value your time.
We'd love for you to join us. Be part of our community.
Each morning will be packed full of news, information, advice, and a lot of fun.
And we promise we'll never waste your time.
I'm Dominique Soxa.
I'm Fanchon Singer. Join us for Morning on Merritt Street.
8 a.m. Eastern, 7 Central. Essential television.
Today on an all-new Dr. Phil.
Stop kicking me! Get me!
They're not even teens.
She's only 9.
And they're already mean.
Do you ever think about hurting somebody else's feelings?
I think it's all right.
Who's to blame?
You've been mean to everyone around you.
For making cruel...
stealing their lunch money and even punching them.
Look cool.
You need to get her under control right now. This is going to be a changing day in your life.
Have a good show, everybody. Here we go.
It matters to you. That's what I want to talk about.
Are you ready in the booth?
Take Dr. Phil!
Let's do it. Go, Dr. Phil. Well, 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 sugar and spice and everything nice. That's what little girls are made of, right? But then they grow up and become teenagers. Now, in the hit movie Mean Girls, the plastics rule the school with their cruel and calculating behavior. Well, now they're back in Mean Girls 2.
Now, the plastics.
Who are the plastics?
They're teen royalty.
Are back.
So embarrassing how much they love me.
Oh, I'm gonna vomit.
It's their world.
Stay down there and don't ever look at me again.
Well, we all think of mean girls as teenage girls with attitude. But when does this meanness in girls begin? Are there many mean girls? Well, today we're talking to parents who say their daughters are cruel, mean, and bossy, and they fear they're raising real-life mini mean girls. Now, Sheila says her daughter, Kayla, is a bully, threatening other kids at school, stealing their lunch money, and even punching them. She's only 9. But little Kayla says that her 11-year-old sister, Haley, is the real bully.
I'm a mother of 5, and I have 2 daughters that are concerning me.
Mom, she's throwing shoes at me!
Ow! Get up.
No!
You think you're always right. You're not always right.
No.
No one's always
no.
right.
No. Haley, she's 11, and Kayla, she's 9.
What's one thing that you could change about Haley and the way that she treats you?
Personality. Her heart.
What's wrong with Kayla's heart?
It's horrible. It's like she doesn't even have a heart. She's not even like my sister. She's like some stranger.
I noticed that Haley has been picking on Kayla at the house. She's been verbally and physically abusing her.
I do tell her she's fat, she's lazy. I say she's a pig, she does nothing but sit around and eat chips.
And why is that funny? Why do you laugh?
I'm not laughing.
That's hurtful.
Kayla is also acting up at school, and she's the mean girl at school. She's the bully. She made a little girl give her Hello Kitty earrings, and if she didn't give it to her, she was gonna turn the other students against her. She threatened a child for their chips for lunch.
Sometimes when you lose your temper, and Hannah, you know it that she hits me. And you don't even say sorry, you don't even care. You're like, oh well. I think it's all right, so I'll go do it to another kid.
Well, she hates me.
Because you drove
around people. Oh, Kayla, I said I hate you. I hate you too.
How can I stop it now?
Mom, you understand that sibling rivalry and kind of pecking at each other, as annoying as it is, that just kind of comes with the territory,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
You know
I
that.
Have sisters.
But this is actually going beyond that, true?
Yeah, it's going on, and I don't want it to continue to where it's worse.
So, because it's going on not just between these two, but at school?
Yes.
So, what's bothering you most?
As far as school, Kayla seems to be doing that, bullying people. Yeah. She's hanging around the wrong crowd.
So are you a bully? You are? So why do you think you do that?
Because Haley bullies me like
at home and all that, but then she doesn't get in trouble that much.
Okay, but why do you bully kids at school?
Because I think it's cool.
Really? What's cool about it?
Well, my friends and all that, they bully kids and at school and all that, and they're like the popular kids, so I want to fit in with them, so I'll do it too.
Well, out of the mouths of babes. So you threatened a girl at school for her Hello Kitty earrings?
Yes.
What'd you say to her?
I told her that she that if I could have the earrings, because she told me, and then she said, I promise you.
Okay, but why did you think you should get her earrings?
Because she told me I can.
But they're not yours. They're hers. You wouldn't like it if I took that little necklace away from you, would you?
No.
Did you think about how she would feel if you took her earrings away from her? Does it hurt your feelings sometimes when your sister Haley picks on you?
Yes.
Do you pick on your sister?
Yeah, I do, but I don't, like, physically hit her.
So what do?
Like, call her mean names.
Like what?
Fat, lazy, annoying, because it's all true.
Yeah, but no, because if I tell her something and I tell her something and then she'll get mad and then she'll start, like, calling me names.
Yeah, but you say you threaten other kids and you don't feel mad at yourself when you do it. Right? So you'll go to school and you'll threaten to beat somebody up or get somebody to beat them up. You actually have people that you use to threaten other people with. You say, I'll beat you up or I'll get these people to come beat you up. Where did you learn this?
Well, usually sixth graders, they talk about it and they do it and they're like the cool people.
So you think it's cool to be mean? Yeah, do you think it's cool to be mean?
No, sir.
Why?
Because when I look at her when she's doing that, I'm like, it's not cool.
Yeah,
that's
but,
horrible.
But you do it to her.
But I don't mean it.
Well, but that you still do it. It's like if I ran over your foot with the car and broke it, and then I said, but I didn't mean it. Your foot would still hurt, right? So when you call her fat and ugly and lazy, you say, but I don't mean it, but you said it was true, so you do mean it. So do you mean it or you don't mean it?
I mean it.
You mean it. So you're a bully.
Yeah, but I bully her too. I tell her, like, I call her skinny twig and all that because she tells me stuff, and then I get mad at her, so I'll tell her something back.
Okay, what do you think would happen if you decided to threaten somebody at school and they were a lot tougher than you thought they were and they just jumped up and shook you till your teeth rattled? Has that ever happened to you?
No.
You never bullied the wrong person? Because let me tell you, the wrong person is out there. Do you worry about that?
Kinda.
Kinda? What do you mean?
Like, I'm kind of scared if that would happen.
Yeah. Do you ever think about hurting somebody else's feelings? What do you think about it?
I think it's all right.
You think it's all right? You don't worry that you've made them cry or made them feel bad about themselves? Would you want somebody to make you cry and feel bad about yourself? Well, then, can you understand that somebody else wouldn't like that either? So why would that not stop you? I mean, you're old enough to realize that hurts that person. That makes them cry. It makes them feel bad about themselves. It makes them think they're not cool. Does that bother you at all?
Kinda.
Tell me about how it bothers you. What's the part that bothers you?
They tell me stuff like, they say, oh, you're dumb and you're stupid, and I get mad, so I'll go and pick on them.
So you go pick on somebody else? Yeah. You say bad words too, right? What do you say?
I say like the B word, the word.
And you learned those words from kids at school? And do you think that's cool?
Well, everybody else says it, the cool people.
The cool people do it?
Yeah, well, like popular people.
Yeah.
In school.
Yeah. You know, Mom, I've always said to parents, you're not going to be the only voice
Right.
In your child's ear, so you better be the best voice in your child's ear.
Yes.
So we're going to take a break, and we're going to talk about what's behind Kayla and Haley's rough and tough approach to each other and sometimes to other people. We're going to get to that, and we're also going to meet the stars of the movie Mean Girls 2, all when we come back.
Tomorrow on Dr. Phil. Need help settling arguments?
Would you like to know what my opinion is?
It's no.
Dr. Phil asked the questions.
Did you borrow this?
I dropped it and then froze.
This stuff looks like you put it in a blender.
And the audience votes on who's right.
There's dust under these shoes. Look at this.
There's not dust under objects. There's only dust around objects.
That's tomorrow.
I'm a mother of five, and I have two daughters that are concerning me.
You don't like me. She thinks I'm embarrassing because she has all this cool friends.
I think Kayla's awesome. Everybody says that Kayla's awesome in sixth grade. They're like, oh my God, your sister's like so awesome.
Because she says cuss words in school. No, that's why.
Well, you know the movie Mean Girls with teenagers who say the downright cruelest things at school? But when does all of this start? I mean, that's what we're talking about today. I'm here with Sheila and her two daughters, Haley, who's 11, and Kayla, who is 9. And you two both say you're bullies, right?
Yes.
And is there any reason either one of you can say, I don't want to be a bully because? How would you finish that sentence, Haley? I don't want to be a bully because?
Because it's rude, hurtful, and like, seeing other people get hurt and down, and I'm doing that.
How would you finish that sentence? I don't want to be a bully because?
Because it's mean and it makes other people feel bad about themselves.
Uh-huh. But you think it makes you popular? Because people think, wow, you know, she's cool. Is there anybody you're nice to? You're nice to some people? Do you feel good when you're nice to somebody?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a friend sitting around that was lonely or they were just by themselves and so you went over to be with them so they wouldn't be by themselves? How did that feel?
Nice.
Yeah. Did that feel better or worse than being a bully?
Better.
So why wouldn't you do that sort of thing instead of being a bully?
Because, like, usually when I'm a bully, people don't be mean to me.
So you do it to protect yourself. That way nobody picks on you. You think you've taught her to do this?
Yes, but I haven't like taught her like, Kayla, go hit someone. I don't do that, but I think when I bully her, she like learns it from me, but I want to stop doing that.
Yeah. Why would you stop doing it?
Because I'm seeing her get bullying other people.
Yeah.
That's why I'm
saying. You know, almost every bully, we know certain things about bullies. They have things in common. Like all bullies or most bullies have certain things that are alike. And one thing we know about bullies is they often get bullied at home. They get picked on at home by a parent that yells and screams or hits, or a brother or sister that yells and screams and hits. And so in this circumstance, you're saying you're the brother or sister that yells and hits, but you don't hit, you just yell.
Yeah. Like when I'm hanging out with the wrong crowd, she doesn't say, oh, Kayla, stop.
Okay, is there a wrong crowd?
Yes.
Are you the wrong crowd?
Yes, me and my friends are.
Well, in the movie Mean Girls, the Plastics tortured girls with their ruthless antics. Okay, now they're back in Mean Girls 2. They're more ferocious than ever. And if you watch the original Mean Girls, then when you see Mean Girls 2, you're going to see how relevant this movie is. Take a look at this clip.
Can I get a quote from you on this goal play or the lacrosse team or just like anything?
God,
really?
I'm not up for the paparazzi this morning. It's so embarrassing how much they love me. I'm Mandy with an I. And you're Joe, right?
That's me.
So Joe, since you're new here, I thought we'd help you out. Let you know who to hang out with.
Us. The real welcoming committee had arrived.
And who not to?
Well, please welcome the stars of Mean Girls 2, Megan Martin and Mayotta Walsh. All right, how are you? Good to see you. Y'all sit, have a seat. Okay, so what did y'all think about this script when you read it and when you started doing the movie? You're the nice girl.
Yes.
In this movie. And when I watched this movie, what I thought was, I so wish there were real life versions of you in every school. And I want to talk about that in a minute. And you don't play the nice girl.
No, I play the mean girl.
Yeah, you play the mean girl.
Yes, one of the meanest girls out.
Yeah. How hard was that for you?
It was actually very interesting for me because I was actually bullied a lot by mean girls as a kid. So I actually got to play that role. And it was fun for me because I had to get into their heads and figure out, okay, why is this person acting the way that they do and why is that okay for them?
So how were you bullied? What did they do to you?
Well,
and at what age?
Mostly in middle school. I was very, very small and very skinny for my age, and I was always made fun of for being small. My name's Mayada, and they would call me My Twigga, and they'd make up songs about me, and it was really awful, and I'd go home almost every single day crying.
Were you bullied?
I definitely was. I think everybody goes through bullying in their own way. For me, it was more just friends, mostly girls, who were backstabbing and jealous and insecurity. I think especially at that age, every girl is insecure and trying to find out who she is and fit in. And unfortunately, a lot of that time, it manifests itself in a not so positive way.
Yeah. Are girls worse than boys about this?
I don't think necessarily. I think girls can be pretty bad. I think the thing is that girls are more manipulative about the way they do it. They'll make you think they're your friend and they'll backstab. I think guys are pretty much out front, like, I don't like you, this is how I'm gonna deal with it.
Girls just, yeah. I mean,
it lasts forever.
Y'all can be vicious.
Oh yeah. Yeah, there's so much more drama, I think, between girls and cattiness.
Yeah,
and
I don't think girls even realize it is the problem, is you're going through this and it's just become so acceptable now to backstab and say mean things about your friends behind their back. You don't even realize that you're acting as a bully until somebody does it to you or calls you out on it.
Yeah, this cyberspace has really changed things, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, with Twitter and Facebook and all that kind of stuff.
I mean, because you can be anonymous, it makes it that much easier. And I'm sure Mayada can relate, especially even as actresses. I'll get messages from people who I've never met in my entire life telling me, you know, you're terrible, you shouldn't exist, you should stop acting. Like, you don't even know who I am.
Yeah, well, and Hollywood can be like a big high school, too.
Exactly.
Okay, we have to take a break. What the stars of Mean Girls 2 have to say to these many mean girls. We'll be right back.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, I'm here with Sheila. She is the mother of what she says are two mini mean girls. I'm also here with Mayada Walsh and Megan Martin, who are stars of Mean Girls 2. And we've been talking about you guys getting into that role and what you did and your experience. Now, Sheila, you've got some history with being mean as well.
Yes, I have had... I was a troubled teen. I see signs that she's doing now that are scaring me because I don't want her to wind up the way that I had to live and had to learn the hard way. And I had a real bad, you know, childhood, and I just want them to be successful in life.
You know, I think there are some real misconceptions about bullies, and I'm curious what you guys think about this in your experiences. Because when you hear people just in the public talking about bullies, they always say, well, bullies are really insecure, and, you know, they're just blustering up to overcome this insecurity and this poor self-esteem. And that's kind of been the general thought, but the truth is that's not what seems to be the case. What seems to be the case is that power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And these, with boys, for example, if they're bigger, they're stronger, they're more able to impose their will on someone. And if girls, if they're particularly pretty, if they're precocious, if they have like big word power and clothes and all of these things that prop them up, they don't have the ability to manage that power. It's not that they're insecure, it's that they have a lot of power and they don't manage it well. I mean, I'm curious which of those theories rings true with your experiences.
I think it's both. I definitely think it's both. Especially as you said, for some reason it comes to a lot of the shallow things in life that tends to make kids popular in school, such as their clothing, what they can afford, where they live, stuff like that.
When Haley hurts Kayla, she's hurting all of the kids that Haley hurts. That's your theory about this, right? What do you want to say to her?
The hardest thing for me to understand is it hurts you when your sister picks on you, right? It hurts your feelings. And you want everybody to treat you well. You want friends and you want people to like you, but nobody's gonna wanna be around you if you're hurting them. They're not gonna wanna be your friend. You know, nobody likes to be hurt.
Absolutely, and to think about it, like let's say someone like you, back when I was little, was making fun of me every single day, and I would go home crying every single day. Don't you think that would make you feel bad, that you were causing that person so much pain that they had to go home and cry every day? And you said you want to be accepted and you want to be popular and you want to have friends, right? But when you act this way, no one's going to want to be around you. And when you fall down, there won't be anyone there to pick you up and be like, okay,
help
well, let's
you out.
Yeah, let's do this together, because you've been mean to everyone around you. And then I also wanted to say to you, like, she's your sister, you know, and you guys need to bond together. You guys are family. You'll be family for life. And when you call her names, how do you think that makes her feel? And you say that, oh, you know, you don't like that she's bullying everyone else, but you're doing the exact same thing to her. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's fair. And I think as sisters, you know, you need to really encourage each other and be there for each other. Don't you think if she was nice to you more, you would feel better about yourself, and you wouldn't feel like you had to bully people so much, like you guys, like feeling like you guys were friends rather than enemies? Mm-hmm. So I think that's something important for you guys to think about.
What do you think about what these two are saying to you, Kayla?
That me and my sister, that we can't be enemies, and that I had to start treating people nicer, because then if I treat them nice, they're going to be nicer to me.
Exactly.
I mean, if you understand that a lot of times that people will act like they're your friends, they do that because they're afraid of you. They don't really like you, they're just afraid of you. And the first chance they get to get even, they're going to get even. Mm-hmm. And you're a lot better off if they're nice to you because they really like you instead of because they're afraid of you. I mean, that's what a real friend is.
And wouldn't you rather have friends around you who don't expect you to act a certain way, or who you don't feel afraid that they won't like you if you stop picking on people? Like, I know that my best friends are the people who respect me and like me for who I am, and I don't have to try to be something else in order to be their friends. They're friends with me because they know who I am and care about me, and that's all that matters. And I think that's important to find friends like that.
And they'll support you through whatever you're going through. The friends that you have right now, it sounds like if you were going through a hard time because maybe your sister's picking on you or you're dealing with something, they're not going to be there to support you because they don't really care about you and your feelings. They care about what they can get from you.
Yeah, but my friends are the same bad crowd as I am.
Yeah, and that's why it's good to you know, go around school and treat people nicely and see the friends who come around when you're acting nice, because those are going to be the nice people who will support you.
Yeah, think about that. I mean, All right, what do you do when your daughter feels excluded by the popular girls at school? I mean, think about it. You know, you've got a daughter, she comes home, and she feels an outcast. She feels left out. She feels second class because there are cool kids and everybody else, and she's part of everybody else. What do you do then? We'll talk about that next. Well, when you picture Mean Girls, you imagine high school scenes like Glee, right? But a new study says this all starts in elementary school. Now, Megan Martin and Mayotta Walsh are the stars of the new movie Mean Girls 2, and they're here to help me talk about all of this. Now, with bullying on the rise, and it really seems like it is, many schools are taking action, and Foundation Community School in Van Nuys, California here, is no exception. They've started a program called With Compassion and Safety for All, a humanistic approach to bully prevention. Now, they recently recorded a group discussion with 5th and 6th grade girls. Let's take a look at that.
Who wants to start? Sonia?
I have a problem with numerous people. I kind of feel like there's like this popular crowd, and like I'm not worthy to join or something. When I like try to hang out with them, well, they kind of ignore me, like I'm not there.
What I'm hearing Sonia say is that she feels like there's a popular type of crowd and that she feels kind of left out from it.
If I ignore you, I'm sorry. It's just sometimes when we're in a group, we kind of start talking about something and then we just can't get off of it. Sometimes when we laugh so much, we just forget about other stuff. So I'm sorry, I really leave you out.
Every time it feels like I hang out with them or try to, I know they don't ask me to go away, but I still kind of feel like an air of unwelcomeness, like I'm not really welcome there. They just don't have to say it.
We would love to sit with you guys, but if I'm not gonna say, there's like not one particular person that does that, but if you guys come over and we're just sitting quietly and laughing and talking, you guys will come over and sometimes you'll just start screaming while we're having a nice conversation.
We do invite you and we let you guys sit with us, and I'd love to do that.
Well, it's not letting you.
No, I know.
They can sit with us.
They can. Yeah, they feel good. But the one thing I'm saying is, could you guys not yell?
You know what I don't understand? Why there is two separate groups. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
What happened? In group one, everybody just hung out together. Right now, we're in two separate groups. And it's like, why?
Okay, well, Annika, you just don't feel welcome, right?
No.
So what is it that makes you, I mean, do people say you're not welcome, get away, don't sit? Well, what is it that makes you feel that way?
Well, they don't say it. It's kind of like an unwritten rule almost. Like, when I sit with them, they're all just, like, talking. They don't include me, really, even though I'm sitting there. It's like I don't exist.
Yeah, so and how do you feel about yourself when that happens?
I feel like not good, like I'm not good enough.
Sonia, how about you?
We don't pick on each other, but sometimes there's just a little feeling right there, you know? And that there's this whole popular crowd, and sure, they don't say bad words or you know, and they're not mean, they're just, I don't know.
But you don't know why there has to be two groups.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Blair, what about you?
I feel welcome to them, but, like, to my friends, it's hard to see them feel upset. So, and then I like to talk to them about it, but I don't know what to do because I like to hang out with them, but it feels like I can't in a way.
You say you didn't have a voice.
Yes,
and
definitely.
You're saying, like, Annika, you didn't feel like you...
Yeah, no, and I completely understand that feeling, and you know, that feeling of not having any self-worth or not feeling good enough. I get that, and I understand also the unwritten thing of you feel it from them, you know what I mean? But you do have a voice, and you need to learn to use your voice or else... You know, people are going to continue doing things to you because they might not know that it hurts your feelings or that you don't like it. And it takes time and a lot of work on yourself to believe that your voice does matter, because it does.
And you don't need to do it in a bullying way yourself, too. You can. There are ways to stand up for yourself that aren't fighting fire with fire, not going back at them and bullying them back, because I think that's a mistake a lot of people make, too.
Yeah. Nora, do you think you hurt people's feelings sometimes?
I don't mean to, but if I do, like I said, I'm not aware of it.
Yeah.
So
how do you become aware of it? I mean, do they need to say something to you, or do you need to be more sensitive?
Usually, we have chats like that, and they will tell us if it hurts our feelings, and we will try to work on it.
Yeah. If you walked up to a group, and they were all laughing and talking and excluded you, didn't make you feel part of it, would that hurt your feelings?
A little bit, but I would try to tell them that. I would just try to say, I feel excluded, and I would like to be with you, like hang out with you.
Yeah, so you'd speak up.
Yeah.
Because that's your personality.
Yeah.
Nina, what do you think about all of this? Do you think you're in a certain group?
Well, we all hang out most of the time, but at lunch, sometimes we part ways and just sit in other groups. And sometimes when me, Rachel, and Nora get out there, they're already sitting in their group, and sometimes I don't want to interrupt on them.
Like, we don't want to disturb them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's an interesting perspective. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Caden is bossy.
You don't hate school.
Yes, I do. Why do you not understand about it?
She doesn't like any type of punishment at all.
Stop talking to me.
Closed captioning provided by... If you would like to purchase a tape or transcripts of your favorite Dr. Phil show, please log on to drphil.com or call 866-4-DR-PHIL. That's 866-437-7445. 866-437-7445. Now, Carson says that her daughter, Caden, is snappy and bossy, 6 years old, going on 16. But her sister Kristen says mom is responsible for this mini mean girl in the making. Take a look.
Caden is bossy.
You don't hate school.
Yes, I do. Why do you not understand about it?
My mom calls Caden Little Judge Judy because she's very snappy. She's going to have a comment back to whatever you're saying.
No, give it to me. The fight is over.
I do try to discipline Caden, and she's not having it at all. She yells and screams.
Get off of him.
Get off
of him.
I have tried spanking her, and that doesn't work. I'm too tired to fight with her, so I just say, you know what, just stay in your room. And that doesn't work. She doesn't like any type of punishment at all.
Caden can be a little snotty. A lot of snotty. My sister's discipline is very inconsistent. She needs to stick with the punishments.
It's always a fight between her and her brothers every day.
Get up! I'm trying to change what I'm watching.
I'm screaming because I'm frustrated.
Give it to me!
Stop kicking me!
Give it!
And then she's screaming because she's not getting her way.
You are smart.
Stop talking to me!
My biggest fear is that will I be able to control her when she's a teenager?
Stop talking to me!
Wow. I'm tired. And I just watched that for like 2 minutes. There's a power struggle going on and you're losing, right?
Yes, I am.
You have a six-year-old kid that's kicking your butt.
Yeah, it didn't start out that way. As a baby, you know, she was really sweet, and I think it's because she gets a lot of things, and...
Where'd she get them?
Mostly her grandmother.
Uh-huh. And, your mother?
Yes, my mother. My mother loves to go shopping, and she loves buying little girl things, so it's like, Caden gets something new.
So she's entitled.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I think she feels that way, yes.
That's going to get worse every day. She's 6 years old right now. What's she weigh, 40, 50 pounds?
Yeah, about.
Well, you let her get 12 or 13, get hormonal, and be weighing in at about 120. You got a problem.
Yeah.
So this is a fight we need to make right now, true?
Yes, that is my biggest fear, is that when she's 14 or, you know, 15, and I'm telling her, no, you can't go here, or no, don't do that, is there going to be like, is she going to be in my face, you know? And
she already is.
Yeah, well.
Now, sis, is she wimping out here?
Big time. I tell her all the time, you need to make her stop. And she just may say, I try. And she doesn't stop her.
You need to go to commando parenting right now. You need to get her under control right now. And this stuff about saying, shut up, stop talking to me, what part of that did you not understand? She's six.
Yeah.
You can't have a mouth like that on that kid, or you're going to be so out of control. I mean, she's cute as she can be, and she can be sweet too,
yes,
right? Because she's got the manipulation move down. All right, I need a reinforcement here. Dr. Erica Holliday is the author of Mean Girls, Meaner Women, Understanding Why Women Backstab, Betray, and Trash Each Other, and How to Heal. She says the media is playing a huge role in all this, and she watches television, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does.
Dr. Holliday, what do you think about this Gossip Girls and Jersey Shore and all of these role models these kids are getting?
What we're seeing in the media is that girls and women are acting out on each other, and it's getting normalized and sensationalized in our culture.
And these are our heroes. These are our role models, right? I mean, this is being modeled for her. Where's she getting it?
Well, I don't really know where she gets it from. She does watch a lot of TV, but she also watches, you know, shows that, educational shows. So it's like she gets a mixture of both, but I don't really know.
Okay, she gets a mixture of both, but she's not coming in and saying, Mom, we need to discuss our tap water use. We need to talk about being more green. You know, perhaps we need to talk about bed bugs. I mean, I know she may be watching the Learning Channel, but what's influencing her is she's being spoiled, she's being entitled, and you say, I try to discipline her.
I just get frustrated. I mean, I really do, because when I was a kid, I was spanked. And, you know, that's my first thing. Okay, that's the punishment, but that's not really what I want to choose as a discipline, and it doesn't work with her. Time out, you know, she doesn't sit in the chair. And it's like, I don't want to fight with my child, and I end up screaming at her. So I think maybe that's where she's getting the screaming. Where she's learning.
If I was going to make a list of things not to do in trying to get a child under control, I would say, first, don't spank them because you're just escalating aggression. Okay. Don't yell and scream at them because you're getting down at their level, and she's a yeller and a screamer. And by the way, it's not working, right?
No, it's not.
I would say don't be inconsistent, and you are terribly inconsistent.
Yeah.
And I would say don't give the child excessive rewards independent of her behavior and conduct, and you and Grandma do that. So
yeah.
I'm grading your paper. You're getting a big F. Okay? So I'm just I'm not throwing you under the bus here. I'm trying to give you a wake-up call that says this has to stop and change. Okay. We're going to take a break, and I'm going to sit down with this pint-sized Judge Judy when we come back. DrPhil.com, brought to you in part by...
Is the IRS stalking you? Do you feel like you're at the end of your rope?
If penalties and interest have made your IRS problem go from bad to worse, call us now.
Travel consideration provided by...
Call now for a free face-to-face local appointment and J.K. Harris's free IRS tax secrets. Call 800-450-3094.
If you're going to be in the Los Angeles area and would like to see the Dr. Phil Show in person, call 323-461-PHIL. That's 323-461-7445. Or you can go to drphil.com and click on Be in the Audience. The tickets are free, and we have a great time here, right?
Yes.
Well, I'm here talking to Carson. I've been kind of grading her paper as a mom. She obviously loves her daughter very much. She has a very loving aunt in Kristen and a really loving grandmother that is helping to spoil her. And as a result, we have a six-year-old child, Caden, who I think has an entitled attitude, doesn't have respect for you, and doesn't have any boundaries to her behavior. And when there's no structure, they just keep pushing, looking for the limits, and so it goes on and on and on and on. Caden's just six, and so we're going to chat with her for just a minute. So let's bring Caden out. She may be comfortable, she may not. We'll see. Hi, Caden. How are you?
Good.
I'm Dr. Phil. Can you jump up there for me? Good job. I really like your outfit, by the way.
Thank you.
Very Hollywood. Very Hollywood. So, how old are you?
Six.
Six. How do you get along with your brother?
I don't get along at all.
Does he make you mad?
Yeah.
Does he get in the way?
Sometimes.
How old is he?
Eight.
He's eight? Wow. So he, okay. Wow. Do you think you're bossy?
Yeah.
Why are you bossy?
I'm only bossy to my brothers.
Well, I was watching you on a videotape we had out here, and you were kind of being bossy with your mother. Are you bossy with your mother?
Sometimes.
Yeah, what do you say to her when you want her to leave you alone?
I just say, leave me alone.
Yeah, and does she?
No.
What happens when you get in trouble? What do you have to do?
She might tell me to go to timeout or to go to my room.
Yeah, and do you do it or do you complain about it?
Sometimes I complain.
She complains all the time, and she does not listen. If she goes to timeout, she'll stay for just a little while, and then she'll walk right back to where she was. My sister will say, I said go to timeout. So it's like back and forth all the time.
Dr. Holliday, what are the common elements in the history that parents need to look for in terms of, are they shaping someone that's going to be a bully or are they not?
The child is not supposed to be in charge, and they're acting out for a reason. When they're acting out, they're communicating to the parent that they're in distress. And so the parent needs to pay attention and respond to that distress. If they don't, then they're going to grow up not being able to regulate their feelings, and they're going to end up continuing to act out until somebody takes notice.
Yeah. Do you hear what she's saying here? Dr. Holliday is saying, and I agree with her completely, I said there's no boundary, there's no fence line, so she keeps pushing, looking for it. Yeah. And she gets frustrated, she gets stressful, she gets anxious, and she'll escalate until something happens. And so you can stop it at the first blush, mm-hmm. or you can let it build, and then try to stop it. Early intervention is the key here.
I get frustrated. I don't like hearing the crying. The crying really bothers me.
Yeah, well, that can all subside if you get some order instead of chaos in the house. And you're going to be my eyes and ears on this, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back. For much more information on today's show, please visit drphil.com, where we have everything you need to know to parent your child. If you think you might be raising a mean girl, you can go to drphil.com and click on Be On The Show and tell us your story. And Dr. Holliday, thank you for coming. And her book is Mean Girls, Meaner Women. Special thanks to Megan Martin and Myotta Walsh. Thank you so much for being here. Their movie, Mean Girls 2, is out on DVD. And by the way, everybody here is going home with a copy of that movie today. All right? My audit will be on drphil.com tonight for a live web chat about mean girls, bullying, and self-esteem. Now, can I have all of you girls, you three girls come up here, and you three girls come up here, and you two girls come up here. And Caden, you come up here too. Everybody get right here. Isn't this a great-looking bunch of young girls? And I just have to tell you, I could not be more impressed with every one of these girls, how articulate they are, how much courage they showed in coming up here and talking and sharing their thoughts and feelings. Your parents should be very, very proud of y'all. And you should all be very, very proud of yourselves. So I thank you guys for coming, and letting us know what's going on in the future of tomorrow's minds. So thank you very much. Give them a hand, and I'll say goodbye. Come on. Thanks, guys. If you think you might be raising a mean girl, you can go to drphil.com and click on Be on the Show and tell us your story. And Dr. Holliday, thank you for coming. And her book is Mean Girls, Meaner Women. Special thanks to Megan Martin and Myotta Walsh. Thank you so much for being here. Their movie, Mean Girls 2, is out on DVD. And by the way, everybody here is going home with a copy of that movie today. All right? My audit will be on drphil.com tonight for a live web chat about mean girls, bullying, and self-esteem. Now, can I have all of you girls, you three girls come up here, and you three girls come up here, and you two girls come up here, and Caden, you come up here too. Everybody get right here. Isn't this a great looking bunch of young girls? And I just have to tell you, I could not be more impressed with every one of these girls. How articulate they are, how much courage they showed in coming up here and talking and sharing their thoughts and feelings. Your parents should be very, very proud of y'all. And you should all be very, very proud of yourselves. So I thank you guys for coming and letting us know what's going on in the future of tomorrow's minds. So thank you very much. Give them a hand, and I'll say goodbye. Come on. Thanks, guys.